Hey guys, Alex here, AJNashville.com, here with our co-host, Mr. Gregory Pease. Can I call you Gregory?
I like Greg.
Don't reject me. Don't
So you're diving in, man. Rejection, that's today's topic. And I always say I'm excited about today's topic, so I'm excited because we got a great topic today.
Well, and you have to. That's kind of like your how people know it's you.
Yeah,
they're like, official. That's it sounds like Greg, but he didn't say he was excited about today's topic.
Yeah.
But rolling into today's topic, like you said, we dove right into it. The reason being, we're a little tight on time today, but we wanted to get out some quality podcast material for those of you that are listeners. What we're going to talk about today is rejection.
We're definitely going to add value on this. I think we're going to offer a little bit different perspective than how people normally look at it.
Right.
When we think about dealing with rejection, we think about how are we going to accept the rejection and things of that nature. But I want to offer people a whole different viewpoint or a whole different vantage point upon what rejection is.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, whatever that thing is that we're being rejected upon, I mean, the last number or quote that I heard was 7 billion people on this planet. And even if half of the people liked you, that would be weird. Even
right.
if exactly half. And if they did, that would leave you with 3.5 billion people that don't align with what you have.
It's billion with a B.
Billion.
Like, I don't know of 30 it's people that like.
Right, okay. So when we go out, we're wearing this tinted lens of these people don't like me, that there's a problem with that.
Right.
There's no problem whatsoever. They're on a different wavelength. They're on a different vibe. They have a different culture. And by as soon as we're not mixing, it's okay. And the fact of the matter is, with respect and value in each other's time, we should actually find another person that we do vibe with or that we do culture with, because they exist out there.
Well, you know, it's funny that you bring that up, because it's the division amongst people. If you take a room and you put 20 people in it, strangers, don't know each other, nothing, you will, after a set amount of time, you will start to see people kind of divide off into their own subgroups.
Elmo groups.
And that's because the people start to recognize, hey, he's got genes like me. Him and I are probably alike. Let's talk. You know, hey, that person's got an ice cream cone in their hand. I like ice cream. Hey, let me talk to them.
Well, and let me dive in. So when those groups naturally form, let's say we put 1,000 people in a room and, mm-hmm. and we came back and there was 8 different groups, right?
Right.
And they naturally kind of formed. Each one of the groups didn't feel rejected that the other 7 didn't come to their group.
Right.
And that is the new perspective that I want to offer.
Now, and that is a much different perspective, because the fact is a lot of times people try to form to become a person that's accepted within a group that they don't belong. Does
Correct.
That make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we see that a lot with high school age people, because at that point they're trying to identify who they are anyways. And so they may try to fit in and then realize in maybe their college years or adult years that, hey, you know what? This really wasn't the group that I wanted to be a part of in the first place. And as far as the rejection portion, you know, let's talk about that. So me, I'm very outspoken of who I am, how I am, and the way I carry myself. And if somebody doesn't like it, it doesn't bother me.
They're not the same vibe. There's people that are going to respect it and appreciate it.
Right. And no, go ahead.
But making sure that we're, you know, not fighting those who the one that comes up and says, you know what, I don't like you, Alex. They're right.
Right.
Why are we fighting them back?
And, I don't like
and nor, but fair enough.
Right.
And not only like not fighting them, but you don't have to feel any less. Like
right.
Everything's okay. Nothing is wrong here.
And people are entitled to their opinion. I think that's one big aspect that people are missing in today's day and age, is that you're entitled to believe whatever it is you want, whether it be about me, about yourself, about something I'm doing, something somebody else is doing. It's okay, because your opinion only impacts me as much as I allow it to. In a previous episode, we talked about this. We talked about the inside job. And the inside job could be that rejection. So let's say you go on a date and the person you think is absolutely gorgeous, and you're like, hey, I really like this person. You sit down and that person just doesn't vibe with you. I think in our younger years, if that person didn't call us back, didn't go on a second date, something like that, we'd be a little offended. But as you get older, you're just like, okay.
You understand
it's
not
mix.
Even – yeah, and it's not something bad. That person is not a bump them. It's not even that. It's okay. It's literally right. Okay. I accept that. I understand and I appreciate that we didn't waste each other's time any further. We didn't become a statistic of one of the 50% of the people that get married that become divorced.
Right. Exactly. Well, and I think as human beings, sometimes we desire that, hey, what was it that you didn't like? And it could be something as simple as, I didn't like the way you ate your food that day.
Literally.
You know? Or it could be something as major as, I didn't like your side profile. To me, you were ugly when I saw you from the side versus when I saw you from the front. Now, I know we're getting kind of petty with examples here, but what I'm getting at is sometimes that rejection is actually a blessing. You talk about the 50% of people that get divorced. What if you weren't that person that got divorced because the rejection happened, and so you've saved yourself all that time and heartache of being with the wrong person?
Correct. You know? And yeah, absolutely. And through fighting that, like you said, it really becomes about, and a lot of our podcasts blend together, but you know, when we talked about brand, we talked about success, we talked about that inside job, and a lot of it brands together. But that big thing again is around meeting people where they're at and allowing them to be where they are. And not only so us meeting them where they're at, but allowing people to meet us where we're at.
Yeah.
They may be a chapter ahead of us and not vibe with us. They might be a chapter behind us and not vibe with us. Mm-hmm. And that's okay because we're all just on different chapters.
Yeah. It's growth. It's positioning in life. You know, people that you may have met 10 years ago may not have viewed you as the same person that you meet today.
Absolutely.
You know, and everybody says there's that common thing that everything happens for a reason. It's one of those statements that I dislike because it's like everything happens for a reason. Okay, yeah, that's the most generic answer. But there's some truth behind that. You know, people are put in your life and people reject you for a reason. People help you grow through that rejection. And sometimes you just need it. You know, sometimes you need it to be able to expand as a human being. And that's something that, and I compare this to my younger years because, you know, I think in high school and college, you're a little more perceptive or receptive of how people respond to you as an individual. You're still trying to identify, you know, who it is that you truly are. But as an adult, like, people can look at me and say, hey, I don't want to do business with you because you don't wear a suit and tie every day. And I say, okay, cool. I'm not your man, which is great because that means I don't have to fake the funk to be around you. I had clients come in this morning, and I thought to myself, I'm like, what if these people come in and they're like, sorry, we don't want to do business with you because you're not professional because you don't have a suit and tie on and you have tattoos everywhere. And I was like, that would be awesome. And it would be awesome, not because I want to lose that client, because I don't ever want to lose a client, but it would be awesome because a person elected not to get an experience that I could provide due to some surface profiling.
And you know? Took, and you know, kind of again, tying back into one of old pie, your mindset, when we talked about that positive mental attitude, you took it and said, okay, that's awesome because of this.
Right.
And because of your mindset, you know, you are allowed to, you allowed yourself to A, not see rejection, and B, take the seed of something that could have been negative and turn it into a seed for growth for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's how you have to view opportunities that aren't really opportunities. You know, that's how you have to view everything that you go through in life is as a learning lesson. You know, Jocko Willink, he coined this, I mean, it's just a word, but it's good.
Good.
Good. And it is so impactful. Those of you that are listening, if you have not heard this, go to YouTube and look up Jocko Willink and just type in Jocko Good. And he tells you, it's kind of like the speech that we talked about that you gave. And I asked you, how'd it go? And you said, man, it was horrible. And I said, good. What'd you learn from it? You know, that in itself is rejection. Like, you're sitting there thinking, hey, I did this speech. It went really, really bad. You know, there's people that are going to dislike it or think that I'm not the person they need to tune into because of the way I perceived my speech being. But now you can go back and look and say, all right, well, let's dissect and distill this down and decide what is it that we disliked about it that we can improve on the next time around.
And I own the experience again around that mindset shift and bring it back into the paradigm shift from rejection.
Right.
Nobody directly rejected me on the video, so if you hate it, just keep it to yourself for me.
Right.
But no. Instead of the mind shift was, instead of seeing rejection, we seen now I owned an experience that I couldn't get any other way than going through it, and I can evaluate and better myself for the next time to serve people better.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's self-rejection.
Absolutely.
Like, literally, you're the person that said, I did horrible. Like, nobody needed to point that out. Nobody actually stood up and said, God, that was the worst thing I ever saw. Yeah. Siskel and Ebert wasn't giving you two thumbs down, you know?
It was
one of those situations. You literally rejected the output that you gave yourself. Yep, and that's that's part of growth. You know, I really feel like when people talk about success, you always hear this, you're going to get rejected time and time again. In order to become successful, you have to learn to understand and accept rejection. And I think on the surface, we think rejection means that if I try to sell you this coaster right here with my logo on it, that looks really, really cool and everyone should have one. But if I try to sell this to you and you tell me no, people perceive that as that's the rejection he's talking about, that no.
Well, and also like that somehow that coaster's not appropriate enough. The real rejection is, or the real lesson, and my belief is that was there another way could you have offered me something different? Maybe A, possibly misread the situation, and B, there's nothing wrong with the coaster. There's something wrong with my taste.
Right. Well, or the circumstance. Like you started to tap into this. If I offer you a coaster and you're eating chicken wings and you're looking for a plate, what's this thing going to do?
Right.
It's not
right,
what you need at that time. So
and it wasn't a rejection of the coaster at all.
It was just rejection of the circumstance.
It was just simply I don't need the solution that you're providing me at this time.
Right. Right. So, you know, that's something in every lesson we can sit back and we can analyze what the real purpose and the real meaning behind it. You know, we go back into that dating scene discussion that we talked about earlier, and I use this because it's something we all can reflect on and all can relate to is, you know, sometimes maybe that person just wasn't ready.
Right.
You know, it wasn't the right solution for the current problem.
In the future, if you try again, you might be able to get in there.
Yeah, you never know. You might be able to. So. Any closing thoughts? I know this is one of those short podcasts, but we said we'd keep it short. I've actually got a bunch of stuff I have to do today, so I apologize for the short one. But closing thoughts, Mr. Springer.
Well, and honestly, I think we brought a lot of value today. So, yeah. You know, even outside of apologizing, just, you know, I don't think we have anything to apologize for. I think this was very short and sweet and allowed someone to receive it as quickly as possible. And in my closing thoughts, you're going to have to use right now, if you feel rejection, whatever happens, I want you to identify, right? Do you feel sad? Do you feel happy? Do you feel nervous? Do your palms start sweating? What does rejection look like to you right now, currently? What is that? And when that thing comes, use it simply as a red flag for you to shift different mindset.
Right. I think that's good. And I think also to tie into that, if you have an opportunity to figure out why rejection has occurred, go ahead and seize that opportunity and get some feedback, because you may find that the rejection is occurring consistently for the same reason, which may be a different reason than you initially thought of anyways. Like if you're going on dates and you think you're ugly and you're not, and it's just that you don't eat right. Right. Exactly. Hey, use your fork instead of your fingers.
Right.
You
know? Right.
Actually, fingers are forks for men, but anyways, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Hope you're having a great weekend.